Don't let the goats eat the loquat trees. She should have been in our house the day her letter arrived. The cook was being caught for the 10th time stealing pumpkin pudding. The gardener was asking where the broccoli was to be planted. The kerosene refrigerator had stopped working, and our month's supply of meat was about to spoil. The banana man, the potato man, and a young teacher soliciting money for a new roof for his school were all at our door.
Courage in a Dangerous World by Eleanor Roosevelt.
The cold fact is hard to believe that anywhere in our country women would be screaming for the death of a child because she was going into a white school. Yet this is what happened. This was the result of mass fear and mass psychology. The beast in us is something we have to learn to control. It would be wise if we came to realize how it functions on many different levels. Habit is one of the controlling factors.
The Quiet Room.
I hate you. I hate you. I screamed at my mother. It's your fault I'm sick. You've done this to me. You're the unbalanced one, not me.
And then they left. My mother in tears, my father white-lipped and shaking. And then I did spin out of control, ranting and shrieking. Terrible thoughts swamped me, making me feel like a lunatic. I often spent time in the quiet room after their visits. When the rage had finally abated and my sick frenzy had subsided, a new, awful emotion would emerge in its place. I would be consumed by guilt and terror. I had killed them. My rage had killed them. I felt terrible. I wanted to see them. I wanted to hug them. I wanted them to come back.